AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Charles Wesley Godwin, as I live and breathe, I feel like I've been waiting to meet you for ages because we've been playing your music on the station for years now. And I'm so excited that you finally came over to the UK. So welcome.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I probably should have gotten here sooner. But
what took you so long?
I don't know. I've been saying it for a couple of years. But
you've been waiting to be invited.
No. It's all good. We finally got around to it. We've been working hard back home in the U.S. There's been a lot of work to do, a lot of growing to do. So, but we're over here now, and it'll be a regular thing going forward.
Well, yeah, because it won't be long until you're back playing the long road.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be something that after every album, you know, there'll be time cut out to come over here.
Good. Yeah. You say that
you've been vacation time too.
Oh yeah,
my wife's and we got another child on the way here, and 5 or 6 weeks. It was cutting a little bit too close this time, but yeah, I got to get back over here so I can bring the family and we can do some tourism stuff too.
Are you going to get any time to do any of that? I know you're doing a little tour after this. You're going to see any of it? You're just going to be on the bus?
Yeah, this one, not getting to see much. Got to see Hyde Park today.
Okay, beautiful. Sunny.
It was great.
Yeah, and you're in a historic venue as we speak here at the Royal Albert
Hall. Yeah, we're here at Royal Albert Hall, you know, having a good time. But yeah, they definitely need to come back and see some things.
Yeah, you a history buff or anything like that?
Yes, yeah, big time.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is like you can – so I'm originally from Tennessee, and you know, you walk down the street and you're like, well, that – pub is older than my entire country.
Yeah. We were drinking at one in Glasgow the other night called the Scotia, which was 1798. It's been the same thing.
Yeah.
So I guess it was the oldest one, you know, there. And that's, I think George Washington was getting out of office sometime around then.
He was carving his teeth from a tree.
It was, you know, that's something else. It's pretty cool.
What's your order when you go into a pub?
I got Guinness. I really like Guinness.
Always Guinness.
I get Guinness back home too. Not all the time. I switch it up sometimes.
It's heavy. It's like a meal.
But see, to me, it goes down real easy.
Okay,
but
soothing.
Yeah.
Do you split the G? That's a thing now. Have you heard of this?
I heard about that the other day.
Yeah, it's become a thing.
I missed it by a long way, but
you just gulp it.
I just heard about it. Yeah.
You know, you were saying that you haven't been over because you were busy building in the States. And from the outside, anyway, as somebody who's been a fan of yours for a while, I remember it was probably maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe I'd had a Guinness, and off I went on social media. It was at the end of the year, and I was like, this is my artist of the year. Why is this guy not bigger than he is? Like, you obviously had your fans, and it was starting to happen, but in my head, I was like, this guy's a superstar. Why is this not happening? So I had a bit of a rant on social media on your behalf. You're welcome.
Thanks.
But then I noticed, like, it's really stepped up for you in the past, what would you say, like 2 years? It feels like that you're on this whole other – I mean, it's probably different because you're on the inside of it.
It's been steady the whole way, honestly. It's just been this steady thing.
Maybe it's just over here. It's felt like you've suddenly went like, boom, to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one thing that probably doesn't help me is using my full name. I don't know how smart of a
decision. Does anybody call you Charles WG? That doesn't even roll off the tongue, to be
CWG
fair.
A lot, which, yeah, that, you know, that's great. And then people who are close to me call me Chuck.
Chuck. Oh, we like nicknames. We like nicknames on the show.
Yeah, it's a decision I made a long time ago that live and die by my God-given name. So I just went with the full name for better or worse. But, you know, regardless, you know, the hard work's the great equalizer, and it's everything back home has gone really well, and we've been very fortunate, and we've done a lot to earn that. We've put in a lot of miles.
You definitely have put in a lot of miles, but also, you know, you can put in a lot of miles, and if the music and the connection isn't there, it doesn't matter really, right? So I think there's some credit to be said for the type of art that you produce and the way that it connects with people, and that is actually, no matter where you're from, it's quite universal, which you will see on the stage, and you probably saw in Glasgow as well, right?
Like, yeah.
It's something that just connects with people because there's a universal truth in the type of art that you make.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to cross an ocean and step into some place that you've never been before, and there's a room of 1,000 people that know all the words of these songs about that you wrote about, you know, your life, your family, your home.
Yeah,
you know, in some small place, you know, so far from them. It's you know, but if it relates to people, if they relate to it and connect with it, that's kind of what it's all about. That's why it's there.
Yeah, there's a real truth telling in kind of what you do, right? In terms of like inward and outward. It seems like you hold up a mirror in both directions. That's not always an easy thing to do, to share with people, but it must be a really cathartic thing to do.
Yeah, that's the part I love about this, is the writing and the creating part. It's that's the thing that, you know, my highest highs are on a day where I finish a good song.
Right. Do you write every day?
Yeah, I have seasons though. I've kind of figured that out too, because I went years where I'd write all the time and never stop. But right. Then I just this past year, I think I realized I go into seasons. So I wrote really hard all last year, but then at the beginning, the first part of this year, I took a break and I needed it. And I'm old enough now to know, like, you know, that it wasn't just laziness or like my inner voice talking me out of writing. I needed to take a little step back and let things recharge because of how much I'd poured in all last year into it.
What do you do to recharge?
Just live with my family. Just have some family time and live life.
You got any hobbies?
Take care of my house
stuff. Do you like working on the house?
Oh, yeah. I love working on the house outside, and then I hunt and fish.
Polishing those hardwood floors?
Yeah, we got some of those. I don't know how much I polish them, though. I use a Swiffer maybe on them. That's about it. But, yeah.
Are you good with your hands, though? Do you like being crafty?
I do, to an extent. I stay away from woodworking.
Right.
Just because I'm worried about...
Oh, yeah. You don't want to lose a finger.
Yeah. Yeah, to an extent, I am. I'm a hard worker, but I wouldn't trust myself to make something, like, look really beautiful in somebody else's home.
Right.
Like, there's certain things I can do, and there's certain things I'll call professional, just because it's... I don't know, it'll look right when it's done.
I got you. So you haven't built like a bookshelf in your own house?
No. And I don't think
that your wife's like, okay, we can put some books.
I don't know if I ever will. There's a show that was really, do you remember The Turtle Man?
No, what's The Turtle Man?
Okay. All right. So in Kentucky, there's this guy, and his show is super popular, like at the beginning of the 2010s. And he goes, he's called Turtle Man.
Okay.
And he catches, he gets snapping turtles out of, like, bodies of water for people. Like, gets them out of there because,
you know,
for whatever reason. Yeah,
I got you.
And he had this, like, his right-hand man was this guy who would never touch the turtles, though, because he liked to play the banjo.
Right, okay.
That's kind of the way I look at the woodworking. Like,
okay.
I would love to, but I just don't want to have an accident. There's too many people that depend on me being able to... play the guitar mediocre and sing
I mean,
my
if
songs.
I was going to lose a finger, would I rather lose it woodworking or to a snapping turtle? I think I'm going to go turtle.
Man, I feel like the turtle would be...
It's a better story, isn't it?
I mean, if the turtle took it, it'd be like that. So probably the turtle.
Would it, though? Because I'm picturing the turtle getting on there and you coming out of the water, like, with the turtle.
I don't know. I think those full-grown snapping turtles, it's gone.
Well, like, just, like, straight through.
I think so.
I mean, I'm sticking with the turtle.
I mean, by the looks of it, I think if they get your finger clean, it's gone. Where a saw, like, you know, not to get too gory, stop halfway or something, which would be really bad. Yeah. You know?
Do you know what? My grandmother, she died when I was very young, but she was missing a finger, and it wasn't a snapping turtle. she was a seamstress in the war, and she sewed it off.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. Man.
Wow.
So now we've got three options to lose fingers. I'm still sticking with
I
turtle.
Get that, though. I've seen some of the, like, the little, oh, the machines that put these things
oh,
in,
ribbons
in jeans and
jeans,
stuff.
That'll, yeah.
That would go right through your hand or something
you,
like
yeah.
that.
Do you have a big scar somewhere?
I got one on my knee.
What'd that come from?
Glass.
I was hoping.
And then I got one on my
turtle.
Shin.
Okay.
From being stupid and falling over one night, you know, when I'd had too many. But yeah, that's about it. I don't have too many.
Asking the tough questions on Absolute Radio Country. Your latest EP, Lonely Mountain Town, it came out a few months back. Congratulations on that, because the album, the last album we had before that, Family Ties, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you kind of doing album, EP, album? Or are you? Because what I love about music at the moment is that you can kind of, there are no rules. You can do whatever you want. You could just release a single. You could release a bunch of singles. You could go EP, you could go album. You could release something with 8 songs on it. That's an album. You can release something with 40 songs on it, and that's an album.
Yeah. I mean, I really like my albums, you know what I mean? They're always very personal to me, and The EP I felt like was a great way to just, there was a couple handfuls of songs that I wrote last year while I was figuring out what the next album was going to be about that ended up, you know, those weren't going to be album songs.
Right.
But I thought they still had a common theme and a feel to them that was worthy of at least, you know, making an EP out of them.
I got you.
You know, so I really enjoyed getting to make it, and it was cathartic for me, and I thought it was something a little bit different, where, you know, it was more mellow, more acoustic, and I thought that I really enjoyed making them and writing them, so I figured some folks out there would connect to them as well.
Well, that's usually how it works, right? If you love it, somebody else is going to love it too. Well, we love it, so thanks for that. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, you. Like, you got Outlaw Festival, what a huge thing.
That's going to be pretty cool.
Are you freaked out, or are you kind of like, yes?
It'll be really surreal. Hopefully we can go. I don't know if Lucas is going to be out with Willie that weekend, but maybe we can get some golf in with Lucas.
Do you go golfing
when
with
we're
Lucas?
Out. Yeah, I'm not very good. I just started last September, but I think he is pretty good, and then my guitar player is really good, and I can just go out and play with him, have fun. But
I don't even recognize him anymore since he cut his hair and shaved his beard.
I don't know if I'll get to, like, actually, like, hang out with Willie, you know.
Have you met him before?
Well, no, because they're really keeping him, so he doesn't catch something from somebody and stuff. So I don't know if I'll get to, and, you know, if not, that's okay. You know, I get it. We were at Stagecoach last year, and he was playing. So I got to watch him side stage as the sun was setting. So that was incredible. Obviously, I'm going to, you know, watch him, whether it's from out front or side stage when we're on the shows with him this summer. And hopefully, you know, I can at least holler over to him and say hi and thank you, you know, to him. And then, Bob Dylan, that'll be really cool as well to get to see him live for the first time and also get to meet him.
That's such a cool thing. Congratulations on that. What a big moment that would be. Before I let you go, Opry debut in 2023, celebrating 100 years this year, the Opry. What, growing up, was the Opry a thing for you?
You know, I didn't grow up in a very musical household.
Okay.
Like, so we didn't listen to the Opry every week like, you know, some folks do. But when I was growing up, there was a story that was in my family that my grandparents grew up real close, is just across the ridge from these two famous country singers, Stoney Cooper and Wilma Lee. They're from Harmon, West Virginia, and my grandparents were over in Wongo, which is like just a few miles away. And Stoney Cooper and Wilma Lee, you know, they make it big in country music. They're down in Nashville, and my grandparents took this trip down to Nashville one time. It was like this kind of like a date trip for them, and they went to go see Stoney Cooper and Wilma Lee at the Opry. And after the show, my granddad goes up to, it was the Ryman at the time. So he goes up to like the little side door And he's like, hey, like, you know, I'm Richard Ferris. This is Ruth Ferris. We grew up with Stoney Cooper. I think if they knew we were here, they might want to just, you know, just say hi. And the guy's like, hold on one second. This is how different things are nowadays. And then the guy's like, hold on one second. I'll go check with him. So he goes up, which nowadays they'd be like, get out of here. But anyways, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. But anyways, he goes up and checks with him. Stoney's like, oh, Ruth and Rich, bring him up. So, like, they got to go up backstage, you know, to the Grand Ole Opry and catch up with them. And that was a story that I always heard growing up. Like, it was something that, it was one of those stories that your grandparents, like, retell over and over. That was one. So it was a special thing for me to get the invite that first time to play there. It was crazy because I'm still based out of West Virginia, too.
Oh, you still live there?
I do. So, you know, especially at the time, I was just kind of shocked that they knew who I was and thought enough of me to invite me to the opera. So it was an incredible experience to get to do that.
Well, congratulations on everything. Thank you for stopping by and saying hi. I'm going to introduce you on stage. Is there anything I should or shouldn't say about you?
Hey, say whatever you want.
Be
it's
careful.
All good.
Be
it's
careful.
All good.
I might introduce you as Chuck.
You can do that.
I won't.
Just don't say good one.
Oh, good one. Do people say good one?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's like when people say Tyler Childers. Thing. It's a whole problem.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.